This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Like the past 6 months or so, there's been so many babies born. We're booming with little ones. It is another baby boom. And we really want to celebrate all those lives today and thank God for them. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 14, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." Jesus welcomes little children. And this morning, parents are going to make public commitments to raise their children to know and love Jesus and to worship him as Lord. And we recognize that raising a child to follow Jesus needs a whole community, a whole church community. So as church community this morning, we're going to come alongside those parents and commit to supporting them, praying for them, and we know that they need God's strength to fulfill that task, and so we want to prayerfully commit them to God in that. So I'm going to invite in a moment, we've got five couples, five little boys. I'm going to invite each couple out one by one, and yeah, we're going for boys today, and they're going to introduce their child, and they're going to briefly share their commitments and hopes for their child, as well as a verse of scripture that they really want as a banner over their child's life and over their family.
Hey guys, I'm Matt, Beth, and this is little Atticus. We're part of the Croydon Park GC. So we want to bring Atticus up to know God's love and get his feel his Holy Spirit. So we chosen Ephesians 3, 16 to 19.
"That according to the riches of the glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, and that you may be filled with all the fullness of God."
Wonderful. Please thank Matt and Beth. And you can keep your applause going for Sam and Michelle Beckman.
Hi, I'm Michelle, and this is Sam, and this is Banjo. And I'm going to start with the verse that we chose for the banner for Banjo's life. It's from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 to 39. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
So for us, that verse is really what we want to hold true when raising Banjo, that above all else, you know, theology and all that's great, but that he would really understand how much God loves him, no matter what situation he finds himself in. And so for us, hopefully that will also come out in the way that he acts towards other people as well. So loving others, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done. And we just really hope and we'll be raising Banjo to understanding God's love, just no matter what situation he finds himself in.
Great. All right, Nick and Kat Nielsen.
Hey guys, I'm Nick and this is Kat Nielsen. This is little Noah. We named Noah after Noah of the Bible. You all know that Noah of the Bible built the ark, but what you may not know is it took him 120 years to do it, and in that time he followed God's instructions perfectly, and that's the kind of faith we want for Noah. And the first thing that Noah did after being on the ark for just over a year was build an altar to God and worship him, and that's the kind of dedication we want for Noah. And Kat's got a verse that we want to speak over him.
It's from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. It says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so that you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him who he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights.
Thanks, guys. Okay, Matt and Tash Sparks.
Good morning, church. My name is Matt and this is Tash. And this here is Levi Zion Sparks. And he is 8 months old. And we kind of chose his name because we liked it. And the family had a vote and it was 4-1. And so he got Levi. And we think it's a beautiful name. And he is precious. We love him. Our dream and hope is that he would grow up to love the Lord and have an infectious love for Jesus, so much so that it would draw others into that. Yes.
Some of our other prayers for him, just that he would just be increasing in wisdom and that his disposition would be towards God's way of life for him, not the world's. We also pray that kindness and compassion and love would be character traits that he is known for in his life. One of the verses that we pray over him and hope for him is Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. So I think this verse kind of talks about moving a lot. It talks about walking and running and strength. And we just pray that Levi would find strength in Jesus ultimately, and that his identity would be rooted in his love of Jesus. We love you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Here's Brad with Blaze and Catherine. Woo!
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Blaze Bradley Koneman, and he's 3.5 months old, and we're part of Glebe Gospel Community.
You. I guess we just want to start today by acknowledging that I'm just going to talk to Blaze as well. Is that all right? It's about him. Acknowledging that God loves Blaze more than we ever could and that he demonstrates that by giving his son's life so that Blaze could walk in freedom. So today is all about Jesus. So our hopes and dreams for you, buddy, are that you always... I'm just going to read it because I might cry. We hope that you always know that what's most important in life is not what you do, but who you are and your character. We hope you grow to be kind and compassionate, a man of integrity and generosity. He doesn't understand. Someone who looks out for those who are vulnerable and downcast. A man who loves adventure, laughs often and has a great joy for life. And a man who takes risks and sacrifices for God and for others. We also hope that you value people over things, and that you see your greatest treasures as the people that surround you, your family, which is here, and your friends. We hope, Blaze, that you never go a day in your life where you don't know how much God loves you and how much we love you, buddy. And above all, we really hope that whatever you do, your driving passion in life would be to glorify God, that you'd be dependent on the Spirit, and that you'd be humble and faithful in prayer.
And a verse that we wanted to read for Blaze that expresses our desire to raise him to know Jesus, and that he, even from day one, will walk with the Lord and live to please him, is a bit of Psalm 71, which says, "You have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From the day of my birth, I have relied on you, God. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all the day long.
Thank you. Please give them a clap. Okay, well, I'm going to invite all the parents to come and stand down the front here, and we're going to pray for them. And we want to acknowledge that the role that extended family plays in raising these children. So I want to honour the grandparents today, and I want to invite all the grandparents to come down the front to lay hands on their children and their grandchildren. So any grandparents can make your way down. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these five little boys, each one such a precious gift from you. Thank you that you created them and you know them intimately. Thank you for blessing them with parents who know you and love Jesus and want to raise their children to do the same. And we pray that by your Spirit, you would equip, strengthen, and help all the parents who've made commitments today to do just that. May they teach their children the gospel and pass on a love for your word. Please help them to model godliness and kingdom-oriented missional lives. We pray for our church family that we would be able to support and encourage them in their commitment. Please help us to come alongside them and prayerfully and practically support them. Father, we want to pray for Atticus, Banjo, Noah, Levi and Blaze, that they would have the joy of knowing you and walking with you from a very young age. Please help them to grasp the gospel and put their trust in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. We pray that they would grow to love your word and that as older children, as teens and as adults, they would share it and teach it to others. We pray that they would become leaders of your church in all different ways and that as adult men, they would take a stand for Christ. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.